This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Jeff McSweeney, the new executive director of Central Illinois Youth Symphony. He's here to tell us more about the organization and their upcoming event, A Musical Masquerade. Jeff, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. I didn't know this was a formal affair. You guys dressed up for me. That's very nice. Looks like you're all ready for the masquerade tonight.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So speaking of which, tell us a little bit about the event. What can we expect?
The Masquerade is the largest fundraiser for the Central Illinois Youth Symphony. It takes place at the Life Together Center at the corner of Sheridan and War Memorial Drive. It's in the First Federated Church building. People might remember it as the Great American Insurance Company for a number of years. We've got a big flag flying out front. Doors open at 6. We have some tickets available if people like to show up. It's a great date night. $75 gets you all the food from A Matter of Taste, some fine wines presented by Leo Wine, super liquors, and some great auction items.
So can you talk a little bit about the format of the event? I mean, you've obviously got food and drink, and I assume you've got performances going on throughout the evening. What should we expect if we walk in?
It's a very fluid event. It's really a date night, meet friends, see the auction. Yes, we do have performances all night long from all of our orchestras, people from the prep orchestra all the way through our youth symphony. We have a string quartet, a trumpet, a whole wide variety of entertainment going on throughout the evening.
And now, are masks required as part of the ensemble?
That is a great question. People have been calling a lot and asking about that. There are some people that dress up and do wear masks, but some people are in business casual as well. So it's basically come as you are, how you're comfortable, and just come in and enjoy a night of great music, great food, and some phenomenal auction items.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the ensembles that are performing, because I think one thing that a lot of people don't know about the Central Illinois Youth Symphony is it's not just one performing ensemble. It's an umbrella organization that has multiple orchestras and chamber ensembles and some string quartets. And, you know, just talk a little bit about the range of the performers you've got.
Nathan, you could be executive director. You have already got a great understanding of this organization. It is primarily an educational organization. We have 150 students spread across four orchestras and four ensembles, and they work 14 rehearsals per semester and then a final performance before going into the holidays or going into summer. And it's a wide variety, mostly of stringed instruments, but we also have some woodwinds and some percussion as well. But it's an educational opportunity for those students in our public schools and private schools and homeschooled that just need that extra challenge. They want to be part of a larger group, want to learn leadership skills. We gather students all the way from Bloomington to Galesburg, Pontiac to Springfield. It's a wide-ranging group we get.
And what's the age range on the performers in your program? Is it start at, you know, 4 or 5 up to?
We're in the 4th or 5th grades is where our prep orchestra begins. It's people that can read music, can know how to play the instrument a little bit, and just get used to playing in a larger organization. And then following that, we have the concert orchestra, my personal favorite. Please don't tell Conductor Comende that. But it is mine because it's more the fun, the Star Wars, those types of songs. And I don't have any musical background at all. But when I hear Conductor Goetz with his group, with the concert orchestra, it's fun, it's lighter. And then when you get into the Conductor Comende's Youth Symphony, it is the serious professionals. They know what they're doing. They're a half note off. They can hear it. They can fix it. And just really perfectionist at what they do. It's a full class, first class organization that when you close your eyes, you'd be thinking you're listening to the Heartland Festival Orchestra or the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. It's really a great group.
So you've developed this wonderful pipeline of preparation for students starting around 9 or 10 years old all the way up through senior high school.
Correct.
And this is really interesting because classical music is one of those disciplines that you can't just start the violin on Monday and then by Sunday be ready to play Beethoven. It takes years and years and years to get to that level where they would be in Central Illinois Youth Symphony's senior group.
Correct.
Where you can be performing at that level. Can you talk about maybe some of the collaborative skill sets that are developed among children throughout that process? I mean, some of them have been involved with your organization for for 8 years by the time they graduate.
Correct. Most of the time, the students find an interest in music themselves. They come across an instrument either in early grade school or through a private lesson or their own parents that are introducing them to the joys of instrumental music. And they pick it up, and the parents realize pretty soon, wow, I need to find a channel for them to really explore what they've got going on. And a lot of people liken it to sports, that when you start, do you have the basic talents and abilities? Can you go far? Can you be that varsity player? And that goes with music. Sometimes that you're just not, you don't have the abilities to play at the highest level. But we have places, that, even in our concert orchestra, our junior varsity orchestra, we have seniors in high school in that program as well. So it's not just an age-based thing. It's really an ability thing. And people can find great joy in concert orchestra, in the higher youth symphony, and even playing in prep or any of the ensembles. We have many opportunities for students at all levels.
Now, I grew up being involved with Central Illinois Youth Symphony, so it has a place very near and dear to my heart. But 20 years ago, when I was involved with the organization, they didn't have a home building or space as you do now. Can you talk a little bit about Thursday evenings when all of these kids come into your building and all of the spaces maybe where they're having their own rehearsals? There's a lot of music happening in that space every Thursday night.
And I encourage the general public, interested students, to come by any Thursday night and just poke their head in, walk around, and soak up what's going on. The energy is incredible. We have a reading orchestra, a very, very, very beginning orchestra that begins around 5:30, and then we have the other orchestras that begin at 7. And you can come in. I encourage people to come in around 7, just listen to the different orchestras, see what's going on, and see if their student is interested in coming and being a participant in the organization. Would love to have them. The energy is absolutely inspiring.
And for people who are interested in getting their children involved in the CIYS, when are your auditions? When are you recruiting?
We're recruiting now. We've already gotten 3 audition applications, which makes me and my board really thrilled. And we expect about 200 folks to audition on May 13th. In mid-March, we'll have all the things online about what they need to do. Every instrument's needed. We need brass. We need percussion. We need woodwinds. In addition to the stringed instruments, we have a set of scales, a solo, and then an excerpt that we're asking them to play. It's a very inviting. Good. And we're glad you agreed with that, Jen. It's a very inviting, very welcoming environment. It's very encouraging. Again, we're an educational organization, not that strict professional organization. So we want to find out where they're playing at now and how we can best challenge them and fit them into all of the programs that we have to offer.
So when a student works their way through the CIYS, when they reach that senior year of high school, where do you see a lot of your students going to after they're finished with your program? Do they go off and play in their college ensembles? Do many of them go on to pursue professions in music?
My impression so far, and I've only been in this job for 2 months, my impression so far is about 10% of the students continue on into some sort of a college advanced music program. A lot of them have just wanted to do it because of the teamwork and getting out and seeing students from around Central Illinois, getting to work together and working under a phenomenal conductor and conductor commande, and just have that wonderful experience. Anecdotally, you have people who go, well, you know, I don't see me pursuing anything, but once they get into college, they find friends and they build quartets and they go out and perform. And many of the folks, just like Jen, have a lifelong appreciation for music and find ways to use it throughout their entire lives.
So let's go back to the event tonight that's happening.
Yes.
You've talked about how you've created this lovely date night for people who are coming, and there's going to be music that's being performed by the students of the organization. From the students' perspective, is this an event that they get nervous about, or is it just kind of, you know, a highlight, fun, different activity, different from their regular concert schedule?
Different from their regular concert schedule. So this is a very much a volunteer-driven event. So the students are encouraged to participate. We've asked the students for the past month if they can come and perform. We ask for volunteers. And for me, it was Emma who came up to me, and, you know, she's in concert orchestra and she's really shy and she wants to play the trumpet. And she came up and said, "Can I play in the masquerade? I want to do my piece and participate." And thrilled to have her. She's going to be there and playing her trumpet proudly. So
you've assembled a wonderful team of instructors, and we know that one of the things that Central Illinois Youth Symphony really excels at is not only that group educating, but you also do kind of those one-on-one or small group mentorships where you bring in musicians to kind of workshop with the first violin section or the trumpet section or the percussion section. Can you talk a little bit about why that element is important and maybe something beyond what a music student would get in their public school band or orchestra?
In the Youth Symphony, we are very blessed with wonderful conductors and ensemble conductors as well that work with all the students as a group mm-hmm. or even in smaller groups. And starting tonight, believe it or not, we have sectionals. And the sectionals bring in very specifically trained musicians that take the larger orchestras and break them down into smaller groups and help them with their instrumentation, their music, and how they're playing their instrument. And it's a really beautiful process. They've been sharing it with me now for a number of weeks, saying, just wait for sectionals. It's really amazing to see the students just get that really personal attention that helps refine who they are as musicians.
We've been talking with Jeff McSweeney from the Central Illinois Youth Symphony. They are presenting a musical masquerade tonight at 6 o'clock at the Life Together Center, 3601 North Sheridan Road. Thank you for being with us, Jeff.
Pleasure's mine. Next time I'll dress up more.
And Cornstalk Theater is presenting the final show in its winter season. A Man for All Seasons is the story of Thomas More, who's torn between his conscience and his loyalty to King Henry VIII when Henry decides to divorce his wife. That production opens tonight, and performances continue through next Sunday in the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.